This is live in Studio C from Classical 91.1 Nashville Public Radio. I'm Nina Cardona, sitting in for Will Griffin. Last week, we had the pleasure of hearing two very talented students from Lipscomb University playing music of Bach, Ravel, and Debussy. And today, our guest is their teacher. Jerome Reed is the Patricia and Rhodes Hart Professor of Piano at Lipscomb. And Jerome, I understand you brought a pair of selections by living composers for us today.
Right. I believe it's really important to play music by composers who are still living and encourage the continual writing of music in a more classical tradition.
So our first piece today is by just a trailblazer, really, in the contemporary world of classical music. Victoria Bond is an outstanding conductor who tours quite a bit all over the world conducting, but she's also a composer as well. And I understand there's a little bit of a story behind this piece of music.
That's right. Victoria wrote this piece for Paul Barnes, who is a wonderful pianist and teacher at the University of Nebraska. And Paul is also a cantor in the Greek Orthodox Church. So when Victoria decided to write a piece for him, she asked him what his favorite hymn was in the Greek Orthodox tradition. And he said, it is Poterion Soteriou, Cup of Salvation. And so she wrote first a concerto based on this hymn and then made this solo piece out of the concerto material.
And you were saying earlier, you love this piece so much that you may have played it more than he has now.
That's right.
That's the mark of a good piece of music, right?
Right.
Well, let's hear this. Music of Victoria Bond performed by Jerome Reed.
Thank you.
Poterion Soteriou, or Cup of Salvation, music of Victoria Bond, based on a Greek Orthodox hymn and performed by pianist Jerome Reed, live in Studio C here on Classical 91.1. Wow, powerful music. Absolutely powerful.
Thank you.
Now that piece, as you mentioned before, was written for the pianist Paul Barnes.
Right.
And you were telling me before the show that you've gotten to know Paul Barnes by way of the composer who you're about to play next, who was your student. It's all connected, huh?
Right, it is all connected. Yes, Paul commissioned my student, my former student, Lincoln Hanks, to write a piece called Monstre Sacré. And so that's sort of Paul's piece by Lincoln. Prayers and Meditations is my piece.
Okay. So what were the circumstances by which Prayers and Meditations became your piece?
I had asked Lincoln to write a piece for me, and he started a piece which eventually turned into a two-piano piece called Orbits, which I have played many, many times with a pianist on the faculty of Pepperdine, where Lincoln teaches Louise Lofquist. And then I think he decided maybe I should also write a solo piece for him. So he wrote this piece based on his reading of meditations of the 13th century Cistercian mystic nun Matilda of Magdeburg. So these four settings are, they're not literal settings of the text. They are settings of his emotional reaction to these texts.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting thing to think about, too, for me. As I was looking at his biography, at Lincoln Hanks' biography, of course, he was your student at Lipscomb. He went on to study composition at Indiana. He's gone on to teach at Pepperdine and has done quite a bit of choral work as well. So as a musician, as a performer, he works a lot with singing words, and there's such a tradition of these mystic texts being sung. But to then take them and turn them into this kind of almost pure abstraction of instrumental music is another lovely wrinkle, I
right,
think.
Right.
So this is Prayers and Meditations by Lincoln Hanks, and you've given me the texts, actually, that each movement is based on, and so I'll read them before each movement. All right. Number one, meditation. Effortlessly, love flows from God into man like a bird who rivers the air without moving her wings. Thus we move in his world, one in body and soul, though outwardly separate in form. As the source strikes the note, humanity sings. The Holy Spirit is our harpist, and all strings which are touched in love must sound.
Thank you.
prayer. Lord, you are my lover, my longing, my flowing stream, my sun, and I am your reflection. Movement 3, meditation, how God comes to the soul. I descend on my love as dew on a flower. Thank you. Movement four, prayer. I cannot dance, O Lord, unless you lead me. If you wish me to leap joyfully, let me see you dance and sing. Then I will leap into love, and from love into knowledge, and from knowledge into the harvest, that sweetest fruit beyond human sense. And there I will stay with you, whirling.
Thank you.
Prayers and Meditations, music of N. Lincoln Hanks, a Lipscomb University alum, about what burns behind the quietude of prayerfulness. Music written for his former teacher, who we heard playing just now, the Patricia and Rhodes Hart Professor of Piano at Lipscomb University, Jerome Reed. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing this with us today.
Thank you for asking me.
And this has been Live in Studio C on Classical 91.1. Our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. I'm Nina Cardona, in for Will Griffin, and hope you'll join us this week, next week, and every week as we listen to live performances right here in Studio C at Nashville Public Radio.